evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and it's 10/13/2022. Well, par for the course, I knocked my entire computer up before coming on tonight, about 10 minutes. And it's just totally wild. Anyway, be that as it may, I'm talking to you right now. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now, I wonder if those in the modern day would, in fact, not be tanks with the sword out, you know, the howitzer or the cannon from the tank sticking out onto the front, you know, behind the buckler or the shield, which is the tank itself, you know. So there you go. I mean, it's just one of those deals that you got to look and you got to see what's going on today. So anyway, all of them with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and that's Iran, of course, Ethiopia and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands. And you see, when Brother Quayle discussed this with me years ago, he said, hey, look, that, and he's on air as well, he said, you know, that's going to be part of, you know, France and Germany, Gomer. And that is what he had to say back then, and I would agree with it today, I'm sure, is that basically here we're at a point to where Germany and France, you see, France just announced they're not going to launch any nuclear weapon if Putin launches against Ukraine. France needs the gas and the oil, all right? France needs to be powered up for the winter. When they're talking about Germany totally out there, you know, people waiting in line for coal and going to try to go to the forest to cut down wood because a cord of wood is $2,000 or more now, you see. And it's just crazy, all right? Just crazy in terms of what's going on. And if you look at what's here, this is going to come to us. And I look at the United Kingdom where they're saying, well, they're going to be, oh, well, there'll just be 3 hours without electricity at night. Oh, well, how's that going to work? Suppose you work the night shift or, you know what I'm saying? Or suppose you like to stay up and watch your TV. Well, none of that, of course. So I'm going to tell you, I go back to what, when I started prepping years ago, I looked at how many hours at night if the power grid went down. If the power grid went down, how many hours at night of light do you really want, all right? And I figured, I think at the time, well, I'd at least like to have 3 or 4, you know, with power or with lighting. Not necessarily power, but with light. So I could see or read or, you know, read a book, read the Bible or, you know, something such as that. Or just to have, you know, a few hours with the lighting on before I went to bed. So I wasn't up with the chickens and to bed with the chickens, you know? Well, I'll tell you what. Back then, I grabbed Dietz lantern and I said, okay, how many hours of fill, and how much fill, and how many hours will I get off the fill of this big, like, Jupiter Blue, Jupiter Dietz lantern, or the Petromax? How many hours of lighting will I get with that fill of the tank of those? And then I had multiple back then. I had, you know, and still do. I bought them back years ago. I mean, you know, back in the 90s, and I bought like 2 or 3 of the Dietzes and the Petromax, and so I could fill them up with, you know, lamp oil or kerosene, you know. The Petromax can be used outside with something else, but I'm not going to really say outside. You can use the Petromax outside if you had gasoline. Of course, you're not going to necessarily have gasoline either, because we're going to run out of this gasoline, because if the pumps go down, then you don't have gas, and then you know, who's got drip-drip yes tanks anymore? You know, unless you've got some at home where you've stored up your stuff and you can do it. But that's a whole other question. I'm trying to give you the idea about how even Ezekiel 38, which I'm reading here, can teach you what's going on with the look from the past into the future here, into the time we're at now and into the near-type future. But if you figure out you want 3 or 4 hours of lighting at night, then you need to get lamp oil. And I suggest lamp oil because it's more specific to the lamps. If you had to, you could use olive oil for a lamp oil. There's different things. But, or you could use the kerosene, but I don't like to store that much kerosene so much. But the lamp oil, you got that. You can fill your lanterns up. And you're ready to go then, you see, and that is all that you got on that. So in terms of what's going on, you could then have enough lighting. But that 3 or 4 hours a night, that doesn't mean you've got electricity. But if you have the ability to do Harbor Freight, you get the basic kit for like $189. I'm talking about just a basic thing. For $189, that will charge a battery, like a long-term storage battery, an RV, or a marine-type storage battery. It would charge that within about a day, okay? If you got more than one of those solar power grids from Harbor Freight, and they're basically, I think, 100 watts now. And they used to be like about 45 watts each, but they're 100 watts for each one of the kits. Then let's say that you have a hex connector. You can put up to 5 of those on one deal, and you have your basic, all your lighting and basic cords and everything for it. You got basically a small charge controller. You could get a bigger one. You could charge up all kind of devices that you could run stuff off of, the 4-in-1 or 5-in-1 jumper cable thing, and air your tires up for your truck, your back, or your car, and you know, all of that kind of stuff. And it's just in just something to be able to what you could do. Now people say, well, It could be, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, we have a nuclear winter. Or we have Baby Krakatoa goes off. And we have so much dust in the air that we do not have a situation where you've got the ability to use the solar so much. Well, then you've got wind, you see, and you can try wind. But I'm suggesting that you at least try to get the basic solar stuff for... I've seen as early as a few months ago or a couple months or a month ago at $169 on sale for that Harbor Freight. But I believe it's $189 now. You've got 2 light bulbs that come with it. And then you could then plug in to a basic charge controller, or you could have a electric one of the, you know, inverters, you know, not so much a gasoline inverter, you know, but I'm talking about a regular inverter. You can charge that battery up. You could have the batteries where they're the for your computer, to where it, if the electricity goes down, it reverts onto the that. You could charge up all kind of stuff with those, all right? And then if you had a couple different storage batteries, you could at least run your refrigerator for a few hours, put a blanket over the top, or you know, one of the insulated kind of like quilts or something to keep the stuff in your refrigerator or your freezer or the one you got in the garage too. I mean, if some people got 2 or 3 of them, but that's, you could charge them, run for 3 or 4 hours and keep them cool. You could then have a little bit of light, and you could have your laptop or whatever, and you could at least keep the battery in it charged up, or in your phone. Although don't expect the internet to be on, and don't expect the phone to be on. But at least you would have a little bit of something, okay? And we're not talking about running your whole house. If you've got that kind of a system, an ability to do that, then by all means do that. But, I mean, I'm talking about the basic, just somebody like me, who I don't have all that stuff. I've got a couple of these things from Harbor Freight I bought quite a while ago. So anyway, the trick is to get a few batteries, and the batteries that are $600, $800, $900, the best ones. You know, I mean, that's great, but who can afford that? Those are so expensive. They're $1,000 a piece, or $800, or $600 a piece, or some of the cheaper ones, you know, are like $400 or $500 a piece. But if you can get even good basic marine or RV batteries, and then you keep them in outside the house. You don't want them necessarily inside the house, but you want them in a ventilated battery box, something that could be covered over and then protected, all right? And then run your cords from them and run them to refrigerators or the freezer or what have you, and do that periodically. You could run also off of that if you had to use CPAP machine, or if you had to use some kind of a medical device, you could probably run it off of there for a while. But if the more batteries you have, the better off you'd be. And if you had up to six or up to five can connect in what they call the X connector, then you can run all of that through the charge controller, all right, and make sure you're not juicing your batteries too much or what have you, and then run off of that with the plugs, you'd be in good shape, at least to have a little bit of light and a little bit of this or that. As far as heat, I'm going to tell you, I think that what you ought to be doing is, if you've got, people say, well, I've got a gas thing in my fireplace. Well, that's fine. Maybe you can't use regular, you just got a gas fireplace. Maybe you don't have a regular chimney and all of that. Some people have both where you could burn wood, and then the gas is to light the wood or what have you. But the best thing I can tell you is that if you do not have a chimney, a fireplace, that you could at least have some kind of a fire ring outside on your, you know, on your back off your back deck, or, you know, something like that, or some kind of a fire pit that you can at least burn and sit around and stay warm with that. And then you can heat a brick. You know, my mom told me that when she was a kid, they used to live in a farmhouse back in Illinois years ago, that the second floor didn't really have heat so much as they do now, and they had fireplaces and stuff to heat the home, but it was a kind of a deal to where that didn't carry up. So their mother used to heat a brick or an old iron, like an actual metal iron, and would heat it up and downstairs, and then wrap it in a towel or something and put it at the foot of the bed to keep the bed, their feet warm, basically, and to warm the bed up. So that's the kind of stuff you may have to start to do. But the firewood, to light a fire, to where you can at least lay around in the area where the fireplace is at, or it would heat. If it's a type of fireplace you got, it might heat, you know, 600, 800, you know, square feet of the house or that kind of stuff. If you've got a stove, an actual stove, you know, or a wood-burning stove that would be something there, it might actually eat more than that. But don't expect to have what you're having now unless you've already got it set up. But I think that you should understand that it could be a good place and time to do so. So Gomer and all of his bands, and the House of Torgama, the North Quarters, and all of his bands, and many people with thee, be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which hath been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God. This is the verse 10 I've talked to you about for years and years. It shall also come to pass that at the same time, in other words, when Gog Magog goes against Israel, and then you've got to understand that old Biden is now going to be vindicating and going to be vindictive towards Saudi Arabia now, regardless of whether that has merit or not. Because he could have kept the pipeline coming, which would have given us, you know, like 900 billion barrels a day. I'm just paraphrasing. I know it's not a jillion because jillions don't exist and all of that junk. But the fact is, we'd have had oil coming from Canada into refineries in the United States. We would have built up the refinery capacity as well. And we would not have it. We'd be exporting liquid natural gas just like we were when Trump was the president. All right, now, here we've come all this way, and now you've got all this stuff, and you've got all this high fuel cost, all these things, and then Russia is cut off the fuel, and of course, probably, most likely, the United States has used their special ops or other special ops they hired to blow up the Nord Stream 1 and 2s, right, the pipelines. So then that effectively cuts Germany and France off. So it's going to be a situation where Europe gets destroyed, and it's all part of what? It is part of the new world order, World Economic Forum, whatever you got to want to call it, Novus Ordo Seclorum, Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of your $1 bill with the pyramid with all CNA. You're talking about Lucifer the Lightbringer. His minions are going to run the top slots of the banking, of the government, of the military, the intelligence, and all of that. This is coming to pass, you see. And in verse 10, it says, that's out of Ezekiel 38, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. And that's the mind of Gog, G-O-G, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, okay? And he's saying, things will come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. That's the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, you just look at the prairie, all right? You know, the great prairie in the United States here, you know? And if you go from, like, North Texas, a little bit of New Mexico, you go up Oklahoma, Kansas, you know, a little bit of Missouri, you know, and you go on up, you go up into Canada, that particular area right there is and, you know, you could include Colorado, a little bit of that. And basically you're talking about the land, you see, that he's talking about, that dwell safely, go up to them in the land, then while those go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. And that, for the most part, is true. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn the hand upon the desolate places. Well, you know, the prairie was once pretty desolate, you know. If you've ever seen prairie grass growing 3-4 feet high, that you would understand. Okay, that's what it all kind of used to be, in a sense, in the center. All right. Unless there was a fire, and then it would, you know, burn it down a little bit and then renew it. But here's the deal. We're in the midst of the land with cattle and goods and all of that, which used to be desolate. So that's what they want to take, you see. They want to take that. What do they want it for? They want it for the grain belt. They want it for the wheat belt, okay, for where wheat is grown from north of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, a little bit of Colorado, you know, going on up, eastern Montana, all the different stuff where you see that growing in the grain area, the wheat growing areas and the cattle producing areas, because that is food and that's what they're talking about. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Here we are on the verge of something, okay, really on the verge of something here. And it's just quite amazing as to what it's going on in front of our eyes. And at the same time, the person who had energy independence, all right, and all of that, under Trump, we had energy independence for the first time in over 75 years. And that was destroyed now, okay, within one swoop after Biden came in. And that is, to me, just amazing, because we're trying, I'm trying to get the computer back on. Finally, they're going to let me kind of have a thing here, maybe, huh? Oh, well, you know, it's just one of those deals, ladies and gentlemen. Do you ever get tired of all this going down? It's just incredible. And I'm going to go back to where I was in a second. But, I mean, it's just like, it's just like every day seems like it's molasses, you know? And I know it's hard to fathom because you're not always in it, but if you're on the radio saying stuff like I say, and for doing it for so long a time, and then when you get stuff right, you know, it is just incredible. Just incredible that something like this can happen to you, and that somebody is on your case. Somebody is on your case, you know, in the real time, 24 hours a day. Anyway, enough of that. Basically, if you heard anything like out of Hal Turner, I think, had this afternoon, that the Russian doomsday plane is up, and that stuff from their nuclear weapons facility is gone. There is some of their Aleutian transports are airborne out of their Soltsy 2 air base nuclear weapons facility. But the doomsday plane of theirs has been up, I think, for a little while. And just so everybody knows, we've got E-6s off the Gulf Coast now. We've got an E-6 off the Gulf Coast, a command and control plane, plus all kind of different surveillance planes, like P-3s, P-8s, P-3 Orions, and P-8 Poseidons, and other aircraft. We got a lot of military aircraft off the east and west coast, and I would say the same type of mode, P-3, P-8s, other surveillance craft, helicopters, all kind of stuff, looking for any kind of detection of any kind of launch by the Russians. Now, where are the Russians? Oh, I don't know. They're probably 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 miles out, down in some deep thing. Down in some deep hole in the canyon or something in the ocean, all right, ready to launch. Oh, well, Hawk, it's, you know, this stuff takes 20 minutes, you know. Even the cruise missiles, before we had the hypersonics, the cruise missiles from a Russian sub or a Chinese sub or a North Korean sub, all right, could be out here. And then, quite frankly, they could launch a cruise missile to hit a city like New York or Boston or, you know, Philadelphia or D.C. or Miami or any kind of where that you want to right along the coast, all right? Charleston, they could hit any of those in, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 minutes at the most. And now with the hypersonic, you could hit anywhere on the planet within five to six minutes anywhere on the planet, all right? That's how fast they are. Just incredible. And, you know, I'll tell you what, in terms of the economy, as Warren Buffett said, derivatives are the financial weapons of mass destruction. Well, all the people at the big table, so to speak, the elites, the multi-billionaires, and there are trillionaires as well on this planet. And there are families like the Rothschilds certainly control trillions of dollars of wealth and of corporations and own land and in entire industries and in entire so much land and they own water systems all a bit. People say, well, they don't like it because they won't make money. No, the people worried about making money are the millionaires, okay, and the multimillionaires, not necessarily the billionaires, although the small billionaires are chump change to the big one, to the big boys, all right? So we might, with the crashes and the great unwinding of all this stuff, we might lose up to $600 trillion may vanish. $600 trillion, I think we've already talked about, somebody said recently that the stock market had lost about $46 trillion. Well, of course, now today, with all the bad news, about the big, bad inflation, which they say it's 8.2 or whatever, and the core is 6.6. Well, the shadow stats guy, for years has tracked the way that it used to be when Jimmy Carter was in, how they used to calculate it. They don't even calculate inflation or unemployment the same way as they did back then. Back then, they had it, had more truth in it. Well, if you look at that, what he has to say is that it really, in terms of unemployment, we're really at about 24.5%. If you figure it the way during Carter's administration, the way they figure it now, about 24% unemployment, and over 16, I think you said about like 16.5 or better, of inflation. Well, that's worse, or as bad as, it's actually worse than what it was back during the day during Peanuts Carter. Now, what we don't see is that also with the COVID, allegedly, the COVID vaccines, not the COVID, but the COVID vaccines that we're seeing, according to the funeral directors and the casket makers and the preachers and the priests and everybody who are having to hold funerals, that we got a whole lot of people dying. So this thing, and then if you throw in a little fentanyl, and they have enough fentanyl coming over about every week, that'll kill every person in the United States. Well, where did that come from? It came from the red Chinese into Mexico, into the cartels in Mexico. And now they're making it for Halloween with the old colors, multicolors for the kids. Well, that killed what? This year alone, I think over 106,000 ODs alone in this country, all right, this year. Well, count up 106,000 and then count up how many of our brave brothers and sisters died in the Vietnam War, all right, or have died in the Afghan War or the Iraqi Wars, all right? Still ongoing, too. So I don't know what people are not getting or seeing or thinking. But then even if you do get it, what do you do? And I understand that completely. Because you're not going to necessarily go out and vote for January 6th, are you? Which January 6th is not what they say it is anyway. They had the FBI and all kind of people in the EIEIOs mixed in with different groups, running the groups and trying to get them to commit to all kind of shenanigans to try to take the Capitol and all of that, which then would cause a complete martial law and all of that. But see, Trump offered to provide, I think it was up to 20,000 National Guard, and Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C. refused it. So no matter what they say on TV, they're going to go for Trump. Maybe they will. Maybe they still want the Civil War, you see. It's not about any kind of a thing or America and being good and all that, blah, 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 and then everything. No, they want to destroy your food supply. You still can't get baby formula for your children. It's hard to get still, okay? They've knocked out all the food processing plants. They've destroyed with the drought crops and all kind of, fruits, nuts, grain, all over the United States and all over the world. So there's a shortage of food starting to happen. So all of this fits right in, does it not? All of it fits right in to what we were talking about. And, it fits into the unwalled villages, all the different things, to take us spoil and to take us prey. And if you don't know it, Obama brought over a large number of Russian Spetsnaz and brought them into Fort Carson, Colorado. And Wendy F. Snyder, who was the base, one of the base public relations spokesmen, she said, oh, we've got the Russians here, the Spetsnaz, and we're going to take them to the baseball game and show them the American way. Oh, yes. Wendy F. Snyder back from those days. But they still are here. A large portion of them are still here. And a large portion of them are mixed up all through the different country. Do you recall the report from the, it was medics that were on a hunt in North Carolina near the Uwari Forest there, near the Uwari Mountains and all of that? And they were up there hunting, and all of a sudden they got surrounded by a group of, well, lo and behold, it was some kind of Russians or something on a little Spetsnaz on a little bit of a an excursion or a drill up there in the mountains in the Uwaris. Well, that's not that far from Bragg, okay? And they were told to put their guns down. They said, no, you put your guns down. And they said, no, you put your guns down. So when the guys did, the small hunting party, they told them, hey, look, unload the weapons or take that. You get out of here and don't come back. All right. So they were in the mountains. Then we've also had the stuff where the Red Chinese are in Mexico. And years ago, Brother Quayle got the information about the trucks going, the white UN trucks, you know, all white, going across from the United States, loaded complete with food, down into Mexico to go into a, like a in a village that was brand new with, you know, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, modern homes in a subdivision that was guarded, you know, and gated and guarded by federales and allegedly Mexican military, and then also inside of there were Red Chinese living. There were officers or whatever living inside that compound. And back then, I had somebody down along the borderline send somebody who had familia in Mexico down to take a look. And they went and they found the thing. They come out of the mountains there and they looked down and could see the whole bit. And you could see the people, the Red Chinese, at their houses and real nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you know, suburban type homes, that kind of stuff. Brand new subdivision, guarded at the gate by the federales, the Mexican military, and inside the perimeter, the Red Chinese themselves. And then I'd harken back and recall when Xi of China, Red Chinese, Mr. Xi, I remember back, at least 2004, 2003, somewhere in there, he went to Mexico City, and I remember seeing, like, a translation of the speech, and basically I could hear him speaking in the background, and they were translating it into Spanish, and then it was translated into English. And basically, he was saying, aren't you tired of the Yankee, the Yankee dogs telling you what to do? You stick with us. Let us come on in. And after they did, they came into the port, Lazaro Cadenas. And then they also, that connected up with the railroad that runs, they call it the Beast, that runs all through Mexico, up through Mexico, and then comes and becomes Kansas City Southern in the United States and comes all the way up to Kansas City. And then they were working on doing the roads. The Spanish king at the time, who was New World Order, was buying up, roadways in Mexico, in Texas and stuff around Austin where they own the part of the interstate, or they, you know, doing it that way, or they own part of the toll road here, that, the other in Kansas or Oklahoma or whatever it might be. And that they were going to have a truck corridor come up following I-35, which follows on up from Texas all the way up. And then the Kansas City Southern parallels that, comes up to the port, the inland port of Kansas City, right? And see, they've already got all that set up. So you don't know what's getting ready to happen until you see it happen. And I'm going to tell you, we're now in a time of preparation because it's wars and rumors of wars, right? Matthew 24. And famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And then as you go further down, Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation. such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. That means most people are going to die. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, if you go then, and I'm just reading what Jesus has to say here, you know. If he goes to Matthew 25, and he talks about preparation, does he not? And then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. So about 50%, you see. And they that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But here's what the wise virgin said back to them. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So the trick is, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be prepared. And prepare, you need to work on the stuff that we talk about. And I try to help you, but I don't want to make it all about that. And I like to give you as much information as possible. But when you see things in the daily headlines, like the Pfizer executive said that they laughed when they asked them about testing it to see if it really worked. They never really tested the vaccines. So then it wasn't about not getting the COVID, which allegedly, according to Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits, she said that Fauci allegedly has created the last 3 pandemics, okay? That would be COVID, SARS-2, COVID-19. That would be allegedly SARS-1, which was in Hong Kong and in Canada primarily. And then prior to that, allegedly helping to create the AIDS, HIV and AIDS pandemic, right? And now they're talking about developing a cancer vaccine. Oh, yes. A cancer vaccine. So, I mean, oh, well, I wonder if it'll be an mRNA vaccine. Oh, yes. Give me some more blood clots. Cancer vaccine could be here in months. And then, you know, a lot of cancers are coming out of the woodwork these days. So everybody's going to put up their sleeve, you see, allegedly. The new shot designed for people with high-risk melanoma is in the second of 3 trials, and the verdict whether or not it is it harnesses, oh, here it is. I'm reading the article now. I hadn't read it yet. It harnesses an mRNA technology that uses pieces of the genetic code from patients' tumors to teach the body to fight off the cancer. Oh, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we're going to go. They're going to offer it to you. They're going to offer you all this wonderful stuff. All the wonderful stuff. All right. And then they're going to give you a whole nother one, all right? A whole nother vaccine. Now, Brother Quayle just put out a Files 2.0 basically says let's see. Oh, this is where he put out some stuff from 9/4/17. Okay. He's putting out a word that's saying the Lord is basically giving people the word, you know. So at the end of it, it's saying, folks, and I can't read the whole thing because you have to go into the into it, and I don't have time to do that, ladies and gentlemen, at this moment. So I don't know if you're understanding that this thing is going to go, is already going wild weasel, and you can't keep up with it. You got to know the players. You got to have the scorecard. Then we got in the Sudan Ebola strain doing that. All right. Going wild over there. And now it has come out. The Department of Defense, this is also, I believe, out of Hal Turner, it's got documents. We knew this already to a great degree. And we knew that COVID-19, that it popped out in the special forces or special operations games in China that took place in October. And I remember commenting on it back then and then having the information early and all the stuff we saw the next year, all right, in 2019. And that also was the time when, according to somebody who was there in China on a mission, let's say, happened to be there at that time looking in on what was going on, and that's exactly when they turned on the 5G so high that they could feel the hair on the back of their arms and neck stand up. And then basically this research contract from the DOD was for COVID-19 research to accompany Ukraine 3 months before COVID-19 was known to exist. So there's all kinds of things going on here. All kind of evil that's being perpetrated on the planet because Lucifer and his minions are at the ready and are doing stuff already and are working through their people in government, their people all over the place in the banking and all of that. And along with Fauci, and then Fauci is unleashing another thing where the same guy, one of the same guys out of New York to research other bat viruses in Asia, okay? When I was told you this many times, that friend of the show, the old, the old Cold War warrior, was down in Berea, Kentucky, and saw the Red Chinese in a little white van, and they were had their neat little khakis on and their all their similar military green shirt or whatever, the t-shirt. And they were being fed by the officers who had a surf shirt on, like a Ron John surf shop shirt or something like that. And they're feeding them McDonald's. And then as the Cold War warrior paid a lot to them, a little too much attention, one of the security Kung Fu Kings kind of looked up at him there, all right? The security man for the Red Chinese and eyeballed him and everything. And then Cold War warrior and his wife went into the motel, whatever it was, in Berea, Kentucky. And around Berea are all these big caves and all of that stuff in the Cumberland Gap and all that through there. Giant big caves, and there's bats in them, you see. And then after they got checked in and went up to, like, the second floor on the elevator and are getting ready to put the key card in the door and all that, then all of a sudden this Red Chinese soldier is right there giving them the hairy eyeball. At that point in time, the Cold War warrior says to his wife, you go ahead on in. I'm going to have to see if I might have to take care of this guy here, all right? And so then the Red Chinese security man didn't like what he thought. He thought he had maybe an easier mark than what he did. And so then when the Cold War warrior gave him the hairy eyeball and basically was saying, come on, buddy, let's dance, all right? Well, then all of a sudden, the Shaolin boy didn't want to dance, all right? And he took off, all right? Went down the corridor and went out the building. Well, the next day, they must have dusted the doorknob up there or the car doorknobs or put it into the car, because after they went home, back to where they're from in the Midwest, they came down with upper respiratory infection that put the Cold War warrior in the hospital, and they had the stuff for about 8-9 weeks. Bad. And his wife had the upper respiratory infection, so they dusted him with something. And then after that period, then all throughout in the Kentucky and on up into Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia and all those places where you got a lot of caves, okay, the bats in those caves started coming down with the white nose syndrome. You can look all this stuff up. The white nose syndrome. So the Red Chinese were doing research here on our bats, and then they were doing bat deals over there, and then probably they had labs. The U.S. had labs, or Fauci, somebody had labs in the Ukraine. So all of this stuff has been ongoing all these years. I go back into the 90s when Brother Quayle had basically Art Bell had predicted that, or prior to that had predicted that there was going to be somewhere in the world was going to be like a chemical attack, because all the signs and stuff just said, hey, this stuff is brewing in the background, in the deep background. And then Steve has always had sources from the intelligence community. And then sure enough, it was Om Shinrikyo in Japan in the subways, all right? So this stuff, all of these biological weapons, chemical weapons, all this stuff. And you got the deal with the gas masks and being perforated those cheek filters being perforated. And then also the suits in the Iraqi war. They had little tiny pinholes in them, and you didn't know about it when you put them on. And that allegedly then was information about poison gas using Prussian blue and putting biologicals in with Prussian blue through the gas mask tested in laboratories. And you got Ibrahim Barbuti, who I believe was a Libyan doctor and all of that stuff, who was tied in allegedly with Poppy Bush and his crew. Oh, yeah. So this thing has been on and going a little while, then the Gulf War illness and all the different things. And I'm going to tell you what, there's still power in the blood of Jesus. And our Father in heaven, who gave his only begotten Son to put him on the planet, that had to have him to go through what he did and be nailed on the cross and rise from the dead, all right? And rise out of the tomb. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Repent of your sins and ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. That's the first preparation. And then I'm going to think you're going to need lamp oil and lamps. I think you're going to need food, water purification, all right? One thing, if you notice that the Russians, I believe, have distributed all kind of public health warnings and what to do in case there's a nuclear war and where to go and what to have, and that in Finland that the potassium iodide tablets, they've run out of them in Finland. Because they've deployed them and people are start to take them. You can take that stuff a little bit preventively, all right? Potassium iodide to allegedly flood the thyroid with good iodine rather than to receive from a nuclear weapon bad iodine, which will then start to really kill you, all right? Oh, I don't know. This stuff is getting kind of wild weasel, isn't it? And it will continue to happen. Continue to happen. Because, you see, you've got, in England, the Bank of England told everybody told all the big hedge funds, all the different people, you'd better sell it all. You got 2 or 3 days to sell it all. And that's what they did say. Now, what that means, I don't know. You'd have to ask the Bank of England, which is basically the Bank of England, is Rothschilds and royal family and a few other families. And then the London banks basically own a large portion of the New York City banks, which then own shares in the private Federal Reserve Bank of New York, all right? And then there's Federal Reserve banks in the various cities and the Federal Reserve. The directors are appointed by the president, by the government, you see, but the banks actually have shareholders. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you need gold or silver, and you're going to need that rather than other things. And then I've heard also that somebody said, I've got a source out of South Carolina who said they overheard in a store they go to, in a grocery store, whatever, say to the teller, before too long, we're not going to accept cash anymore. Did you hear that? They're not going to accept cash anymore. All right? So then they can control you through your credit card, your debit card, and then you've got to be on the Joe Biden Red Chinese social credit score. So if you have any kind of an idea that, you know, you're objecting to your federal government or any of their policies, or any of your politicians who are your masters, any disagreement with them, oh, there's no free speech anymore, no freedom of assembly, no freedom of religion. We've already found that out because they locked the churches down during the COVID. So this is the time to prepare. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Bring up your food stocks. Be your own supply sergeant. Start to store amounts of water that is purified, and, you know, through a Berkey or whatever, and put in there into the thing, and then you can put the oxygen, the aerobic 7 or whatever in it to keep it from developing for 5-6 years or whatever that it is. Double check all of that to keep, make sure it doesn't grow the bad stuff, all right? Because if you have a high oxygen content in the water, it destroys those things or keeps them from forming into brackish bacteria and that kind of stuff, you see. But then again, at the same time, you may want to also have, be redundant in that, and then when you bring it out of those barrels or those 5-gallon containers or 15-gallon barrels or 55, I prefer something smaller so you can move it. You need to run it back through a Berkey filter with the black Berkey filter systems, all right, that remove the viruses, the bad bacteria, the parasites, and also up to 99% of the bad chemicals. And then there's other additional filters you can put on to get rid of the MBT, NTBEs, and the fluoride, which are the hardest things to pull out of the water, apparently. So Brother Quail has got gold and silver, and Brother Quail's got access to all kind of stuff. While you're there, get the last books that he's probably going to make for a long time because he cannot reprint them because they won't give him a date or a time or a cost on the paper and the printer's ink. There's a big problem getting stuff printed in books. So Brother Quail's at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And to get it to you quick, he can also help you to get good quality radiation detectors. All right? That is something that he has availability of, and he can get them to you. He can also get you good quality night vision and a number of different things. Okay? 406-586-4840. That's Steve Quail, his operation. You'll either get Steve, his son Tyler, or Daryl, his manager there, who's a real good man, I'll tell you, and tough as nails. You get them, and you will tell them what you need and to get it to you quick. And then I'm going to tell you what, I hope that you will keep Old Hawk in mind and that you will understand that anything is needed and wanted. You can reach me and send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, also, I will tell you this. In the Indochina, the people there in the mountains, the Montagnards, are on fire for the Lord Jesus. And if you'd like to get them songbooks and Bibles in their own dialects, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker have had a mission over there for years, and they can't go back because of the restrictions due to their own health and what have you. But the Bibles and hymn books still can go out to the villages, and anything is most welcome to help to buy a new Bible or a new songbook in the dialects of the Montagnards. And that's in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, the Shan states of China, or Burma, Myanmar, all right? You can send it to Indochina Bible Project or Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, 10,000-fold. And I don't know what's going to happen on which day here, but it's getting really, really close. The Russian doomsday plane is up. We've got E-6s up off the coast, ready to call the ball on what's happening and direct other forces and to let everybody know what's coming in. It could happen at any time. The stock market, although it's way up today, because, of course, they're going to tell the Planet Protection Committee to buy the stock market, and the Fed will print the money, okay? They made gold and silver go down again today, this afternoon. So don't go into their Luciferian night about five. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your property, your business, for the future of your children. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against the Luciferians and their minions on this planet. Put them on the defense. Put them into the short skinnies, if you know what I mean. Pentagon Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, you're the best spot test on the optics and hand-to-hand. And the road and track and little L. Keep up with your studies. Keep up with your studies. And I hear you're doing real good things in the Muay Thai and in all the different endeavors that you do that your father has helped you to get involved with to keep you in shape and to teach you how to be a warrior for the Lord Jesus, because I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus loves you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. Go out and prepare. Good night.